You know, every Monday morning we bring Coach Josh Bedoris in here. It is his positive press, and he's with us on this Monday morning, every Monday morning in the 7 o'clock hour here on McCurley in the Morning. And, of course, we all are kind of really dragging around here with this football. I mean, we love it, and our teams didn't really fare well this last Friday night around here. But positive activity for Monday, we're going to switch to baseball.
Yeah.
And you've got somebody
that got the call. Speaking on the football, you know, things that we're doing, isn't it so cool, like that, you know, Clay Central has joined the Radio Alabama team now. They do a great job. I mean, that's just more that we cover, and it's just so fun to listen to what they've done. So,
and you want me to tell you something?
So, yeah.
That team may be playing in the 15th game of the year.
I agree with you there. Yeah, so to your point, 100% football is – very, very going, more so this year than in years past with a bigger team now.
But, and a positive press did not happen at Jordan-Hare.
No, it did not. Well, I don't want to talk about that. We want to be positive here.
Yeah.
Let's just shift a little bit. And I know it's football, especially right at the beginning of the season. Everyone's excited about that. But as we know, baseball, MLB season, is kind of coming down to a
– it's a stretch run.
Yeah, it's right there at the end. Here we are, you know, a few weeks away from the playoff race. And every year in baseball, right, McCurley, you have these teams called September, you know, they have guys called September call-ups. They're going to go get their prospects, dig in their prospect pool towards the end of the year, give these guys a shot, right? Well, it's really cool to me and positive that Richard Fitz from Helena, Alabama, used to be a star pitcher at Auburn University, one of my good buddies. Got his call to the MLB show, McCurley. So that's something I want to celebrate positively. Give Fitz a shout out. He got his call up. But not only that, he's getting to make his debut at Fenway Park. The cathedral of stadiums.
Your favorite team.
My favorite team. That is so amazing to me that, you know, it all happened from Auburn in the Yankees organization from him, right? The Yankees drafted him, but the Yankees and the Red Sox made a trade, and that rarely happens.
That rarely happens. That's like the Hatfields and McCoys.
And so to know one of the guys that was in a Yankees and Red Sox trade and to know that he's making his debut in September following that trade is – I mean, kudos to you. That's awesome. And all you Auburn fans should, if you don't know that name, you know, Richard Fitz was a great pitcher at Auburn. On the College World Series teams, just and a great guy, phenomenal person.
And I'm going to ask you this in this positive press here about Richard Fitz. I want to know what Josh Bedoris, how would you describe if you were still playing baseball, or let's say maybe 8 or 10 years ago when you were in your baseball prime, and let's say that you got the call. What would that feel like?
I don't know. That's something I've always wondered that. I mean, every little kid and or every person that plays a sport wants to know what it feels like to play professionally to not have that. I've always wondered. I just imagine I probably would go numb. You know, people laugh at me all the time because I'm an emotional person. You know, I'll shed a tear here and there. I probably would cry. And I don't know. Gosh, it would be the best feeling in the absolute world.
I asked Jerry Wallace one time, what was it like when you heard your name called in that NBA draft in the first round? I mean, and he said, you know, it's something that you always want to accomplish and get to. He said, but I felt like when I got the call from the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame was even better.
Wow.
And I'm like, you know what? I never thought of that.
Yeah.
But because he got the call as a 18-year-old from the NBA.
That's right.
But what he accomplished in the NBA. And now you got to think about these guys like Richard Fitz, who's been trying to get to that pinnacle. And now we're gonna come back next week and tell you how he does.
Yeah, I can't wait to share it. I've reached out to him. Haven't heard back from him.
He's busy.
Yeah, he's not concerned with me.
Packing.
He's breaking down scout report for the White Sox right now.
Man, is he married?
He is married. Kind of a newlywed too. It's just been a little over a year or so.
Come on, honey, we going to Fenway.
Yeah, that's right. And in the off season, still lives in Helena. Just great, phenomenal, tremendous person. I mean, that's how I know him, is just through the baseball world, working camps and all. And that, again, working camps with him. So he was a minor leaguer doing camps for kids, you know, teaching the game to them and passing that along. And now when he does in his next camp, you know, he's not Richard Fitz, the minor leaguer. He's Richard Fitz, the major leaguer.
Well, Josh Podorce is going to hang around with me in my good news story for the day, because you're going to enjoy this. And it involves Richard Fitz, but it involves something else. I want to surprise you with that a little later on. Appreciate you coming in today. Oh,
such a blast, McCurley, guys. It is so wonderful to be away from the summer heat too. We need to celebrate that positively. Absolutely. Enjoy the beginning of this fall, autumn, and go dominate your week, guys.
Go dominate it.